At 7 o'clock in the morning, when the first gleam of dawn spreads across the sky, wetland ranger Ho Jin-hee has already left home to visit the swans that come for the winter. Seeing him near the lake, a few curious swans swarm closer. They are not shy at all. A swan with a blue tag around its neck draws her attention. Checking the numbers on the tag, he finds it's the swan he has been looking after every winter for the past 5 years. This year, he discovered this old friend has set up a family of his own.
It's OF50. He comes every year. Look, he's calling his children. Male swans have thicker necks, while female ones have thinner necks.
61-year-old He became a wetland ranger 6 years ago. He said in the past, villagers didn't treat swans this nicely. He recalls, swans would fly over and eat the crops. People hit and sometimes even killed these rare large birds. He said some impoverished families also caught and sold wild swans and were later punished for committing the crime. However, that has begun to change as people gradually aware of protecting the swans. The government has built 2 ranger stations and the protection fences to guarantee a safe habitat for the swans. Some physical revenue is also allocated to purchasing food for them. One of He Jinxi's duties is to feed the 10,000 swans with the government-provided fodder 4 times a day.
One bag contains 60 kilograms of food. These swans can eat up to 75,000 kilograms over the winter.
What came along with the protection measures was an increase in income for local villagers. To provide a habitat for the swans, the government rented the lake mudflats from local households through the rural land transfer scheme. In return, each family who had their land requisitioned now gets paid more than 10,000 yuan a year. In addition, as increasing numbers of visitors come to see wild swans, villagers have developed rural tourism, opening home-style restaurants.
Some restaurants of our village can earn 30,000 to 40,000 yuan during the 4-month winter period. Some even gain up to 80,000 yuan. I myself get paid a salary of 5,000 yuan for the winter. When the swans leave, I can find another job and earn an extra 8,000 or 9,000 yuan.
He said, as winter passes and the weather becomes warmer, the swans fly back to Siberia.
They all leave during the night. Once they leave, my mission here is accomplished.
For CRI, this is Yang Guang.